Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 20th, 1848, the Governor of Barbados, Sir William Colebrooke, approved an act to consolidate and amend the several laws of this land relating to the market of Bridgetown. The new law included the following provision: that it shall not be lawful to expose for sale in any public street, lane or alley in the city of Bridgetown, any butcher's meat, fish, poultry or other livestock, roots, grain, vegetables or fruit of any kind soever, under a penalty not exceeding 30 shillings sterling for every such offence, upon conviction thereof before one or more of the police magistrates of the said city. Provided always that nothing herein contained shall be construed to prevent any person or persons from carrying any such articles for sale from house to house within the said city. The new law also sought to control the slaughter of animals in the city. Evidently, this was becoming a public nuisance. The law declared, "And whereas due regard for the public health, which might be endangered by the multiplication of private slaughterhouses in the popular city of Bridgetown, renders it expedient to discourage the slaughtering of animals by butchers in any place in the said city of Bridgetown, other than the said public market, where every provision is made for ensuring cleanliness and preventing the accumulation of filth. Be it enacted that unless with the sanction and approval of the said commissioners of the market, it shall not be lawful for any person to kill and slaughter animals at any other place within the limits of the city of Bridgetown, or within a half mile of the said limits, other than the said marketplace." Finally, the Act regulated the hours of operation of the market. It declared, "The clerk of the market shall cause the said market to be open daily at the hour of 5 o'clock in the morning, and be kept open until the hour of 6 o'clock in the evening, Sundays, Christmas Day and Good Friday, and any day set apart for divine worship by proclamation from the governor being accepted." In some ways, the provision of this Act passed over 170 years ago, sound very familiar. The proper management of Bridgetown Market and the preservation of healthy trading conditions have always been matters of concern for the authorities in the city.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.